in Martinsburg, yeah. It's just a way to get in and out.
He's leaving formally, but then coming back.
No, he's staying on as ambassador to Martinsburg. Yeah, that's right. But you see, that's small thing, but you just, that was never bought in, huh? That is one of those things you're better not buy. Here we are, kind of busy period and all the rest, and so we've got to see him and all that, so we don't really need to. Well, I guess I'm not complaining about it, except he's gonna be here for a visit, my apartment sale, that and second one. Thanks, sir.
Yeah, because it was, you know, he had, it had to be today, it couldn't be yesterday, because he was out of town, he's leaving tonight or tomorrow or something, since it's the last day.
Good. I was gonna ask him for the Secret Service thing, I don't want Taylor to come in the field. You know, we don't appreciate what they're doing and so forth, and, I got that impression at least, that Taylor would be retired.
Okay.
How was it handled?
It's handled through Ed Morgan, who's the guy that runs the Secret Service now.
And, that was my impression.
Some cases, and this would be an example.
That's from the inductive history here.
And I had told him that long before, Chuck had to do it at all.
It was my view that you just shouldn't overload the television on this, I heard it Sunday night, but.
Yeah.
And when I saw the speech, I went, that is a bad speech.
Well, I think that bothered him because he had worked on the speech with both Ash and Schultz. Got, you know, hit for sure.
Well, I didn't actually.
I didn't
lead them.
I know.
I didn't lead them, and I didn't read the speech until this morning.
Yeah.
And it reached the independent conclusion.
But it's a, as we shake all this down.
Well, the main thing is we've been very busy with these.
That's right.
With the inaugural and then the amount thing.
No question. And he knows that.
And John's views are normally accepted on virtually everything. Everything Cole says in here, I sign him. Everything John says.
And he knows that. And he's saying he's perfectly willing to carry out the responsibility. There are times in this, I think you do need to say on the executive purpose.
Oh, I know.
He said there are times when I've got to have guidance, and when I ask for guidance, then I've got to be able to get it.
He's
not for therapy.
He did that yesterday, so I will see him, of course.
Yeah.
He could come in anytime. As a matter of fact, the domestic thing is not going to be very much.
Don't overreact. It isn't even asking to get in anytime.
Oh, it isn't a question. It's like John should be in here, frankly, as much as Henry is.
Yeah.
And he needs to get in. On the other hand,
in some ways, more because he's carrying more
responsibility. On the other hand,
broader kind of thing.
John should try to balance everything off too. I mean, he should not like the decision on the speech. I think he reached that without really talking with the others first. I mean, the idea of the television speech from Sunday night and so forth, he reached. I think Ash should have been and Schultz and so forth. And before you decide to tell everybody we're going to make a television speech, you've got to see what the hell the speech is going to be. And I do feel that
that's just a point I made, Josh. It depends on having a good speech.
And also, and also the other things that come along, the speech must be at the right time. But as far as Chuck's advice is concerned, I don't follow it. My God, he doesn't really give it that way. I mean, what does he know that you know? He was about this speech that Chuck was against him.
I think he's there thinking just in a general context.
Chuck's mainly interested, of course, is which he should be, is interested in the foreign policy thing, and that we really need a dad with a tack on. I want John to deal with it. And the domestic subject, Chuck has nothing to say about that. He has got no understanding of it. Now that the election is over, the domestic stuff we have to decide on the basis.
We've got to keep the new majority in mind, though, all of that, too.
Well, we're not going to go the hard line. That's my point, Chuck. So that's the thing. Isn't that what we're talking about? By the Harper line, political science line. Well, at the moment, does he want to reopen buildings in Pennsylvania?
I don't think so, because I haven't done it. He's the only one who does. I think he's beyond that one now. I think he's starting to
come back.
General approach on.
Actually, John's position, period, says ironically, his position with regard to the budget is exactly in line with whatever Chuck's position is on the new majority. Chuck isn't asking for spending a lot of money. It's the no tax position and the rest. I understand. Is there any argument on that that didn't come up? Is it not substantive?
Not to my knowledge. I don't think there is any substantive question. What did Chuck have been?
Well, what I meant is I'm trying to get at where he thinks we've got. I've taken bad advice on one point, for example.
He doesn't say. That's what I was hoping. He doesn't say. general.
I think the idea of two meetings is three or four people together, because Schultz, Ash, Chuck, they work together pretty well, don't they?
Yeah.
Of course, the speech thing is awful hard, everybody, right, everybody thinks the speech is a good one, everybody else raises questions, and everybody, I've got a different view, and it's terribly hard, I know, I share that with you. One likes one speech, one likes another. But John just gotta realize it's a very personal thing, speeches, you just can't shove something at me, go on national television, that I think's lousy, you know, I just can't do it.
Well, then you just can't say, even if you have the good speech, you can get the speech right. There are factors on going on national television, other than the budget goes up at noon on Monday, therefore you gotta go on television Sunday night. But there's merit to Chuck's argument, the points, that you've been on national television with major speeches already twice in 1 week.
Twice, that's right.
And this would be the third time in 8 days. That's a hell of a lot of presidential speeches on national television, locked into, like, the people aren't ready. There's no build-up to the budget thing. You're better off relying on build-up. All of, if you come on, it's,
you know,
your whole subject is there.
Also, you know, you can stare too. You know, about don't use that too, unless the people want to see it.
Right. And you get the, just as we overreacted a couple of years ago on the human thing, and you, in a sense, you went on television three or four times, you know, it was an accident then, because it was the juxtaposition.
Remember, they were the day show.
Then everybody said, you know, he's rushed out and went on television. Now, you could get, I think there's a danger if you go on television Sunday night, of the response being, and amongst the people who love to piss on us and everything, that the president, reacting to the charge of isolation, has now, in his third national television address in a week,
that's why John could even have to do a televised press conference next week. You see, if you did that, you just loaded him too much.
I think that's right.
You really are. I'll be ready. I think we're going to do it. Well, anyway, the president and I told Bryce to have another draft by 12:30 for reading. So that's that. I'll do that. That's worth it. That's his story.
I told him 11:30. Did you talk to him?
Well, I said to him, don't say this. I said, you know, John, do this. But I want John to
I know. I
feel that he's that on substance,